Hello, Nerdy Legion. Once again, I am Dustin, and these are your Comic Talk headlines for May 2nd, 2019. This week is going to be abbreviated because I am coming at you from New Orleans, Louisiana, on vacation, just to bring you the headlines. So we're going to jump right into TV news. And first up, we have Game of Thrones news, a more prequel update. The show that Ryan Cogman was set to showrun is no more. It seems that he will be moving on to other projects over on Netflix competitor Amazon. That is only one of five prequel shows, though, that were somewhere in the mix getting ready to be made. This is not the big one that we have already covered casting announcements for. Next, just to further confuse issues, we have a Child's Play update for the Sci-Fi Channel. According to Don Mancini, who is the half of the original Child's Play franchise split, who took the Chucky name, says that the Sci-Fi series is set to begin sometime next year. He was scant on the details, but this is just going to confuse people who don't realize that the Chucky series that is going to be starting on Sci-Fi and the Child's Play series that is being rebooted in theaters are not one and the same anymore. And then our last quickie update for TV news is Cobra Kai. It has just been announced, and Deadline is reporting, that Cobra Kai has been renewed for a third season. So for all of you Daniel LaRusso fans out there, get ready for more, actually quite good television based on one of your favorite characters. Now let's switch gears over to movie news, and we've actually got quite a bit in movies, so let's burn through this quick. First up, we have a rumor that is a potential spoiler for Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. So if you are not down to hear potential spoilers based on rumors, then skip forward about 10 seconds. One, two, three. The rumor is that Harrison Ford was seen on set filming new footage for a vision scene with Kylo Ren. This is all according to MakingStarWars.net. Then we have a Dune update, and this one is quite strange. Denis Villeneuve, the director and auteur that is creating the new Dune movie, is saying that this movie is only going to adapt part of the book. He's hoping for a sequel to finish the remainder of the story. Then we have two updates for the Suicide Squad movie. First is that they have cast Mr. Polka Dot as one of the villains. The actor set to play Mr. Polka Dot, and I am going to absolutely butcher this, is David Dasmalchian. My apologies for my horrible pronunciation. And they also have cast Ratcheter, who will be played by Daniela Melchior. Next on the list of movies comes from Slash Film, who has been talking with Quentin Tarantino about his Star Trek film, and they are reporting that Tarantino has finished the script for his movie. Now, that's not to say that this movie is actually going to happen, but this is one step in the right direction. Where do we go from here? Only time will tell. Then, we had to talk about it, the Sonic the Hedgehog movie trailer. We've all seen it by now, we all have issues with it, and apparently the director of the movie has taken to Twitter to announce that he hears all of our issues and is going to make some changes before the movie actually gets released. Those changes are going to surround Sonic's look. Though instead of the crazy body shape that he has in this movie, it seems that the fans are in the biggest uproar over the teeth. Seems to me that if you're going to make a live-action movie based on a video game, your main character should look more like the video game, and in so doing, it would look something similar to the animated series that happened years ago. And in that animated series, he had human-ish teeth. It was just the body that was different, and I'm rambling. Come on, guys. And then we're ending this update on a sad note, nerds. Peter Mayhew, the beloved actor who played Chewbacca in almost every Star Wars movie in which Chewbacca appears, and also that crazy holiday special, passed away on Tuesday at the age of 74. Cause of death was ruled a heart attack. The nerd world stands still in remembrance of Peter Mayhew's contributions to our culture. Thank you very much, Peter, and rest in peace, friend. And that is the end of this episode, guys. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these nerdy bits, plus other fantastic stuff like why I'm down here in New Orleans, then you can join me on my channel, Generally Nerdy, on YouTube. Thank you very much, nerds, and we'll see you next time.